Tēnā, Greg, good morning. This is Wātea News. Wahine Māori have been chosen to chair two of the country's regional councils. Northland Regional Council has chosen Tui Shortland to head the nine-member body for the next 3 years. And in Hawke's Bay, that role has gone to Heniwai Ormsby, who at 39 is also the youngest regional council chair in the country. Ms Shortland of Ngāti Hine, Ngāti Wai and Te Rārawa says she wants what's best for Northland, and that means listening to Māori.
We have such a high population of tangata whenua in the north. We're major landowners in the north. We have our cultural continuity and our traditional knowledge. We know we fought and died for our rights, and yes, we have not been included for so long in the decision-making of our communities.
Tui Shortland says hapu iwi relationships, climate change, environment and water management issues loom large in Northland Regional Council priorities. Hawke's Bay Regional Councillor Martin Williams, who nominated Heniwai Ormsby for the chair, says the council needed to own Te Manawa Te Wai, the biodiversity crisis and the climate crisis, and Councillor Ormsby is the right person for this role because of her dedication, commitment and resolve. Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Wood says a full investigation will be held into the latest forestry death. 42-year-old Jason Rawiri died in a logging accident at Ngātapa, near Gisborne on October the 14th. His wife Carol was told he was hit by a falling tree minutes after finishing his shift in what was described as a one-in-a-billion freak accident. Mr Wood says it's an utter tragedy.
This is a huge area of focus for WorkSafe and for me. I'm going to be visiting the region next month to meet with workers and to meet with Te Whanau Apanui and others in the community around these issues. There'll be a full investigation from WorkSafe. I imagine there'll be a coroner's referral as well, and we need to get to the bottom of what happened.
Meanwhile, Candice Gates from Forestry Workers Advocacy Group, Tangata Humaria, says WorkSafe is failing to implement robust workplace safety systems, and it also failed to visit the site where Jason Rawiri's mate took place. Ngāti Whātua writer Malcolm Patterson's Sharing Our Story series has gone bilingual. The fourth book in the series, The River in Our Backyard, again follows the adventures of Tui and his cousin Jennifer as they learn about the colourful history of Tamaki Makaurau, this time about Tatatū Peninsula. He says not only does it include English and Māori text, there's also Tamil and Indian reo. He says that's the reality for families like his own, with his wife being Indian-Malaysian.
They can pick up these books, see their local places, use them at school as a curriculum resource, but see themselves in it, you know, fruit salad families, you know, he reo Māori, he reo Ingarangi, he reo Tamil and Indian language, you know. So that's the bit that's pleased me the most.
Malcolm Patterson began writing his Tui and Jennifer Learning Adventure books in 2010, and expects their adventures to continue for several years yet. And the Hōmā, that's Wātea News, which you'll always find at wateanews.com.